Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Oh, yes. And we are feeling hot tonight. Maybe it's a vibe from the moon or who knows. But anyway, we are cooking, and we can't wait to get busy with all of you. So I want to put out, in case we have any new ones visiting us this evening, using ordinary playing cards, holding them up right now, to all of our Facebookers who can vouch. Yep, those are ordinary playing cards she's got. And blog talkers, which I could show you, but just take my word for it, okay? This is important that you do not confuse this method with tarot cards, oracle cards, which are a whole different ball game, and also, you know, any other systems that are out there. Anyway, I want to also let you know, for each caller, I will be using a full 24-card layout, which is exactly what I use in my one-on-one sessions, okay? Same layout. And I know others will kind of rifle through the deck. I prefer to just use what I'm used to and comfortable with, which is the 24 cards. And, you know, excuse me, it is amazing to me how often the same cards, not all of them, but enough of them will pop up, you know, in layouts for say, a certain person. The odds are astronomical how they will fall in the same positions, all of that. And don't ask me how this is actually done, because I'm not quite really sure. I just accept it as a dynamic tool to help us live our lives, to make appropriate choices for each other, I mean, for ourselves and with each other, and to navigate a path that we've created that will bring us happiness, love, you know, all the beautiful things in life. And of course, there will be some rough spots, but just knowing, having conscious awareness that those rough spots are out there gives us a chance really to, in effect, change the future before we've even lived it, just by knowing, all right? So before I get too deep here, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Jimbo Fantastico. Yay.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind everybody out there that is on the phones waiting and those that are with Facebook, if you are joining us tonight in your international, let us know at any time and we'll give you live international shout outs. Like, we'll start off with Laura in Canada, the Great White North. And I see we have a couple of Catherines, but the one of them is in Ireland. So international shout out to the Catherine that is in Ireland.
She's here too.
She is. She just rocked in.
Well,
rock and roll daddy O. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. You call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. I tested it. It's all cool. Everything's good. So you should either hear music or show, depending on when you call in. If you hear silence, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Wait about a minute or so and then hang up and call back. Still got issues? Give us a few minutes. There might be some technical thing that we're straightening out. But we usually do straighten it out, but it's been, ever since Blog Talk went through some major problems, it's been, knock on wood, it's been running pretty smoothly. So You guys should not encounter any of that stuff. Facebookers, if we get gaps, I think we actually did one or two yesterday, right near the end of the show. If we get gaps in the show, phone calls, we will turn to you folks for readings, but you have to just sit tight. Plans, you can't get in a queue early. You just got to wait until you formally announce it. It will make it very clear and give you very clear directions on what to do if that time does come. Regardless of how you're getting your reading, when you hear the harps, we think of angels playing harps. Well, first thing you got to think about is that your reading's coming to an end, all right? So let it do that, please. That's like a sign that we're getting ready to transition to another person. A lot of people, it's fair to get them in. Please, when you hear the harp, don't try to keep the reading going. Just let it coast to a stop. Before we move on to another person and you depart, we're going to give you a single card. The deck is old school cards. These are very old, have a title and name on them, but they have a message from an archangel. And when it comes up, you will get that. You shall indeed. Let's see. Today, and Joe mentioned it last night. I don't know if he's might not be here yet because in the UK, it's already the next day.
Probably drinking.
Chinese New Year. He could be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Celebrating.
I don't know. You're right. It is Chinese New Year today, so, and if you're in the UK, you'll say, well, that was yesterday, but yeah, whatever. It is. All right, February 10th. Let's see. It's also a couple other interesting things today. Something I've never had is a National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. Have you ever had cream cheese brownies?
Mm-mm.
Sounds pretty. I mean, if you like cream cheese, which we do, it sounds pretty good. I would try it, but I've never even had it offered.
Hear
to me.
About that on here?
Or is there a National Cream Cheese Brownie Day?
I'm sure it's not distaste.
Well, I bet it's pretty damn good if they have a date for it, you know. And it's worldwide international Cribbage Day.
Cribbage.
It's a good game, you know. I was taught that at a very young age. Teacher was wise for teaching us to count.
Your sister
in grade school.
Oh,
I was a teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to play it all the time. Yep, you know what? It worked. It had helped you counting, and it was really helped kids at a very young age. You know, obviously.
You could have played what's that game? Dealing blackjack. You could have played.
No, this
what
one.
Is it called?
Cribbage is better. There's a lot of different combinations of stuff for adding. Blackjack is just 21. There's not much. It's that's more like gambling too. Parents might have had a problem with that.
I did that job once at a casino.
I know that.
But it was very hard. You know, people are drinking, they're kind of pushy, and I just couldn't really get the hang of it. So moved on to other things.
Okay. Well, I think it might be time to hit the fall lines because they keep getting bigger. They're growing.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, let's start off with 509. I believe that is in the state of Washington, 509. You're the first caller.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon.
And you are, whom are you?
My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Have we talked to you before?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay.
I've seen the area code.
Yeah, we have a lot of Ericas, so I just wanted to make sure.
But only one in the eastern Washington area.
So tell us, how are things going and what's on your mind?
I mean, they're okay. And, I don't know. I was recently thinking, I'm wondering if you see a prosecutor opening up a case on me. I ended up getting accused of false, making a statement, a report. Basically, something went missing. I made a report, and then I ended up finding it, whatever. So the lady, the prosecutor, was making a big deal about it, and I was like, let's take it to trial, so she dropped it. And I just was wondering if you see her opening up the case or she's gotten over it.
Well, what do you think about that? You think that is...
You're not giving legal advice.
I'm not.
No,
so I'll just take a good look at that.
Yeah, you're not delving into the legal world, so we don't almost even need a disclaimer for that. We're not getting into nitty stuff, so that's okay. International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Well, Virgil, welcome.
Say that again. Sorry.
Yes, say it again.
The case closed in the fall because I was just fed up with it being dragged for months. And I was like, you know what, let's take it to trial. And as soon as I did that, she dropped it.
You think she may, reopen it?
Well, she's curious.
Well, she made, a subtle threat, oh, don't be surprised, if you see the case being reopened, through the mail.
Well, okay. Well, that'd be interesting. They got lots of bigger fish to fry, I would assume, in the court system, too,
right?
And that might have just been a parting shot, Yeah, I would imagine that their plates are full. Yeah.
I personally would be very shocked if she was to do that. Like Jim says, they got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, they don't need to clog up the court system with stupid crap like that.
They got
especially when they dropped it once, too.
Yeah, and I'm just not seeing it happen. There's a guy in the picture. There's a man there, probably in the prosecutor's office, that is possibly in charge. And he's like, no, we're not going to do this. So, yeah. But do you think she was just trying to scare you?
Well, I requested the audio from court because I don't think it's appropriate for her to be running her mouth that way. And also, the post office, they really messed up and didn't update the tracking information. And that's why this whole situation happened. So,
sounds real petty.
It does sound very small and it,
it's so dumb.
Time.
It is dumb. It sounds like at that time they must not have had nothing, must not have had anything exciting to do, but I bet
action.
That.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
It's
guys,
a
really,
small
this,
municipal.
Yeah, is this what you guys are going after here, really? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't too worried, but it did cross my mind. Like, what if she does? I'll handle it then. But I think I made a good move, She wanted to give me community service and I don't know what else. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is so the cards aren't showing anything to be worried about, basically, right?
Mm-mm.
That's one thing. The only legal thing we could say is the cards aren't going to dive into legalities, but they can show stuff like whether you'd be upset or not or not happy about the outcome, right? So pretty much no news is good news, like it quite often is in our lives. Yeah. So that's good. All right. Well, awesome. But you'll have to let
us
know.
Thank
you so much. Well, you can't let us know that it doesn't get brought to court because that's like infinity, in theory. But, yeah, so I would imagine that that's going to just fade into the sunset and other things will come up for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
it sounds really
stupid on their part.
Oh, sure. Wait now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And we appreciate you. We know you've been holding since way before the show started. We appreciate that. But I have a angel card for you. And the subject of your angel card is Spread Your Wings from Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you are ready to soar. So obviously, that has nothing to do with her question, but she's got a live full of other stuff, too. It must matter, too. So that's cool.
Thank you.
Positive. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, hon. And please don't be a stranger. All right.
Yeah, you can call back anytime. Yep. There is no
thank you.
Like.
Have a great day.
You too. Let's see. Yeah. All righty. I guess we got to pick him up and lay him down. Let's see here. Like marching. Well, Deb, I think you nailed the next area code from your memory bank was good. And it's. There you go, 216 in Ohio. 216,
yes,
you are the next caller.
This could be Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon. How are you
Hello.
Doing?
Oh, Sharon's tired tonight. It's been a long week. It's just working a lot. Tax season. Really, I'm just beat, but I'm relaxed, so that's good. Do you like my honesty?
Yes.
Honesty is the best
definitely.
Policy.
I know. Isn't that
Try
the
those,
truth? But.
Try those new strips that you put on your tongue. I received them from Amazon a few days ago. Oh, my God. The focus, the energy. I mean, I am accomplishing.
What are they called?
It's called new, I believe it's new strips, N-U strips. Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at me. I'm yawning. Oh, my God.
And it's not like when you take something. I mean, this is all natural. It's got B12 in it.
Frog.
And everything. Yeah. Stuff.
Wow.
But it's not where there's no crash. There's no crash, which I've always had trouble with. I've been with that. Years ago, I was given Adderall, and it was amazing, that stuff. No wonder the kids abuse it.
I thought it was Vyvanse.
No, I took Adderall. Mm. You had Vyvanse.
Yeah.
And it screwed with my blood pressure, so I had to, you know, give that.
Wow.
And I don't like energy drinks at all.
Wow. The worst I take is like a 10 p.m. and I'll take one. But I had my teeth worked on today too, so that's just added to it. But it's 50 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I know. But they needed to be done, you know. I mean, at that age, I'm getting them all. Yeah, I grinded my teeth for a long time.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Saturday.
Saturday.
You had a dentist work? You have a dentist that works on Saturdays? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Every other Saturday, actually. Yeah, he does.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Well, that is nice that they offer that.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Because a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
You're probably right. I never thought of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
dentist.
I
mean, if you're going to. It's a great field to get into before you ask
your
question.
You take Fridays off and you go.
They got bankers' hours, except they make a hell of a lot of money, and yeah, they get plenty of time off. So.
I love my bankers' hours. what do you?
Hey, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't go back for anything. I absolutely love the set schedule. That's just me. I have to have stability. How's that? I love it.
Sure.
I could never do sales or real estate. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'd have a nervous breakdown. I just couldn't do that stuff. Working
you
on Saturdays.
Right.
And you have to be the master of bullshit.
Those real estate folks will be working 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night because they have to work.
Oh, yeah.
They have to work with the customer's working hours. Yep.
Saturdays and what, they make 40,000. The average person, I mean. You have to wait. I couldn't live like that. I would be. You don't get benefits. I would be an absolute nervous wreck. A lot. Some people do it. To each his own. You know what I'm saying? To each his own.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we got to have them. So now there's some people that like to do it.
Isn't that? I know. Oh my gosh. Any type of sales would make you nervous. But see coming up for me in the next 60 days. Anything you can pick up? I'm supposed to have my review this month. I hope I get a raise. I'm sure it's not going to be much, but. I do get incentives, which are really nice.
Oh, yeah, that is nice. That is cool that they – I wish more places had incentives. That's awesome.
Is that I'm number one for the month. I could not believe it. You guys, I'm so humble because I'm so shocked. I just never – I didn't even know. I never thought – you guys don't understand. I'm not just saying this. I didn't even – I had no idea. I'm still beside myself. I don't even know. You get nice incentives if you do well. But that's the one.
That's awesome.
That's most of somebody else's turn. Oh, I know.
Yeah, we hear you. Yeah. I think that's awesome. I think incentives are really a way to go. Too bad more places didn't do that.
I know. It drives you to do better. But anyhow,
yeah,
so what are you thinking of?
I think your cards look fantastic. You're going to go into the spring on a big upswing, and it's going to be terrific. It really is. Now, where you live, do you have a homeowner? What is it, like an association?
Yeah,
where you're now. I think they're going to come up with something in the way of a fee hike.
Oh, so they're going to piss her off, is
and
what you're saying?
Yeah, they're going to be happy. Pardon me.
We are. You're so funny. We just had a little hike.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to want to do some improvements. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I'm sure that it's going to make everybody kind of angry.
And unfortunately, if you are paid, you know they're going to go up. They're never going to go down. It just sucks.
Everything's up, guys.
Yep,
everything
goes up. Everything's going up. Yep, that sucks. And that's part of the – yep.
Well, you are going places, lady. It's right here, and it's under what will surprise you. I believe that you are going to be looking at a promotion at some point here, but it's it's saying, the card's just saying, be patient about it. But it is going to be in the works. Yeah. So you just keep doing what you're doing, set your hair on fire, be the big winner.
So this is another no news is good news. You don't see anything bad coming.
No.
So that's a good 60-day lookout. That's
bad.
Good.
No.
I thank God every day. Oh, my gosh. What it took to get here is unbelievable.
Yeah,
I really
sometimes
mean
they say that little journey to get where you are can be a bitch. But, yep, once you're there, then you just thank God.
Yeah, that's right.
But you see nothing. My finances are okay and everything?
Yeah, I really don't see a thing to be concerned about.
I think when you look in the mailbox and it's empty, I'm happy with an empty mailbox.
Except
that means you got no bad.
My mind is my worst. I just think. I overthink things.
Overthinking.
You're going to drive yourself into an early grave. You got to want to be careful.
I know.
I do too. What if this happens? And what if that happens? And I fib and say, well, they're all contingency plans. But no, they're really not. It's overthinking to the max.
Truth.
Yeah.
I know.
So. Hey, one last thing before I turn you over to the big cheese here.
Yes.
You have a man from the past who misses you, and he's under sure to come true.
That's a pretty big thing to toss out there at the end. Well, well, she's going to have some questions with that. What do you got?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
I want new ones, not old.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't want those freaking boomerangs to come back.
No, I don't know if you could revisit this relationship. But it's kind of nice to know when somebody misses you, I guess.
I know.
You know what, though?
What?
The ship left the pier. That's their loss.
That's right. That dog won't hunt.
So if they're going to have, they want to catch a bus, they're going to have to wait for a different bus.
You've been seeing a man in my spread for so long.
I know.
You
but
have.
A new man, not one from the past.
Newman!
They often, you know, it's like what they say about leopards, that they don't change their spots. A lot of times what you see, what you saw was what you got. And, you know, it holds true for us too. We women aren't a prize all the time that they want to come back to. So.
All right, real quick, here is your, your angel card. The subject is moon cycles, and it's from Archangel Hanael. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifests.
I you would say that today. I'm telling you guys, I'm whipped. I really am. Oh, my gosh.
Well, see, now, like the angel card here from Hanael is suggesting maybe you should keep an eye on the lunar table. And maybe you are greatly affected by the cycles, and you can predict them. How your mood's going to be and how you're going to feel. Wouldn't hurt to do that according to this archangel. I am not an archangel, but yeah.
It was a new moon yesterday. Do you know what the trick you're supposed to do, you guys, on a new moon?
No.
Have you ever heard of this? And then you can let me go. You write yourself out a check. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
What do you do on the new moon, every new moon, or you can do it on the new moon in January. It's for the whole year. You write a check out to yourself. They had this on the news. What you do is you write it out to yourself. You don't date it. You don't put a amount on it. And you put the law of abundance. And it's supposed to bring you prosperity throughout the year. Isn't that cute?
You write that. You write the law of abundance like in the memo field of the check?
You know who did that?
Like a signature.
Oh, I gotcha.
The funny guy, Jim.
Yep, and then paid in full. Oh, you put paid in full. Instead of putting an amount, you put paid in full.
Well, he did that before he even became a star. Jim Carrey? No.
No, there is
right.
A Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
Jim Carrey. So you know about that. You're right.
Yes.
They had
wrote it out.
They talked about the news.
It was like $100,000.
He actually put an amount down.
And he was broke.
Oh, he was trying to manifest.
And by God, yes. He made that kind of money.
This is when he was trying to break into the business you're talking.
I'm very sentimental. I believe in stuff like that. The only thing I don't believe in, you guys, and you'll think I'm nuts, I don't believe in Reiki. I believe the only people that can heal you is God. When people say, oh, you can touch me and I'm healed, I don't believe that. I think it's in the mind. I think they can heal you emotionally, you know, spiritually and friendship-wise, but I just don't believe Reiki can heal somebody physically. I just don't believe that. So many people swear by that.
Yeah, they do. You're right. I've studied it.
I
got almost to the master level, but something didn't ring true for me either, where you can,
wow.
They say to, like, I'm holding a ball in my hand and you can feel the energy when you put both your hands. I don't know how to explain.
Are you like playing some Dragon Ball Z or some shit, or what are you doing there?
And you can feel as you're doing this, the energy between the hands. But yeah, I've never heard of it curing cancer or, you know.
Oh my God. But they talk about how they can hear it. No, God can only do that. Now I do believe in massotherapists. Or, you know, or chiropractic, but I just don't. But don't get me wrong, they can heal people emotionally, you know what I'm saying, with their help. But I just thought I'd throw out that opinion to you.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
If I ever find my checkbook, I will. I can't find it. It's somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
Here.
All right.
Well, you can cut yourself a check with a piece of paper, too. You don't have to waste money to buy a check. You can just cut out a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But I'm telling
you,
I believe it.
Do this and see if it works. All right?
On the
sounds interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Something fun to do.
Well, yeah. And there's obviously you have nothing to lose.
All right, hon. You
take
care.
Thank you very much for holding for a long time. We appreciate that.
Have a nice evening, both of you, okay?
You too, indeed.
Thank you.
Hope your mouth feels better after getting all that
freaking
jackhammering going on. Thank you very much. International shout out to somebody, I thought, or maybe I'm smoking dope. Cho, thank God. International shout out to Cho in the UK.
It looked so yummy.
That's right. Yeah, he did give us a warning. He let us know that because they had already gone past the hour of midnight when the show started, that it was Chinese New Year officially. We mentioned it today for us because now it's the 10th.
Rachel's here too, I think.
I did not smell her. There she is.
Hello,
International
Jeff.
Shout out to Rachel in Australia on the other side of the
Jeff.
World.
Jello, Jim.
Jello. I don't know. Just say hello, Jim. Hello. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Jello wrestling.
They call me
you.
Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow, not Jello.
I know, but I said Mellow Yellow.
Okay.
Come on, Deb, listen to me. Can you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
What's his name? Chris Rock?
Tucker. That was
Tucker.
Yep.
Yeah. And Suzanne, the bathroom queen.
I haven't seen her speak yet, so
she's
I will wait.
Here.
But I will wait till I see her type something. But let's move on. We don't need to wait for that.
She gave herself a shout out, so.
I didn't see it. Where?
Yeah.
Where is it? I don't see it anywhere in here, Deb. I'm looking. I'm scrolling back.
Well, you don't have to scroll back. It's in the beginning.
There she is.
Yeah.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. Welcome, Suzanne. All right, let's go to the phones, folks. Let's go to the next caller who's been patiently waiting also. 336. That's our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. 336. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Welcome to the show.
I'm
welcome
so
to
glad
the jungle.
You took my call. Thank you. Thank you.
Your name is?
This is Dee, calling from North Carolina.
Oh, hi. Have we spoken with you before?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am,
okay.
You have. It's been a while.
All right. Okay, well, that's...
Well, good. Well, then you're not a new caller, but we're glad that you have returned.
Yes, exactly. So can you please tell us how life is treating you and what is on your mind tonight?
Oh, my God. Life is like a yo-yo for me a little bit. I'm up, then I'm down, you know, but, you know, a lot going on with me. I can't really narrow it down to what I need to ask. I do know that I am wanting my husband to come over from another country to be on one roof with me. So we're waiting for a visa approval, you know.
Oh,
and
just like on my favorite show. 90-day fiancé. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. And it's been going on 2.5 years now. Yeah.
Who is it?
Going on 3, really. So.
What's the relationship?
Yeah,
like, you and he should go on the show because they pay you really good money.
What is the relationship?
I know. I'm too shy to do that.
Honey,
I don't want to
meet
my business.
How's your husband in another country without a visa?
You have to get a K-1 visa.
How are you married?
Yeah, like a K-1. Yeah, we're married, though. I'm married. Mm-hmm. So it's
cool.
Not like
yeah, I mean, how
I think the K-1 visa's for I went to his country and got married.
I was just curious. I was just curious where I didn't know that, like, maybe all of those marriages that people never have met, they got married on the internet or some shit. Okay. Roger that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
People do it. I had to ask.
Over 3.5 weeks.
I got
you.
They
do all kinds of crazy.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So is that what she's asking?
Yeah.
Have you seen him recently?
No, because it's so expensive, and we just didn't have our finances, and I just started a new job. Not exact new job, but I'm in a new position. So I'm very busy, and I just don't have that finances, and he doesn't either. And for us to travel, we're trying to save money, so when it is time for him to come, that we'll have the money for him to come and to get started here. But I just
can't work for a year here, can he?
He can. That's why we got married. Because with the benefit of getting married, he doesn't have to wait like you coming on a K-1 visa. So he'll be able to get his job. Yeah. So that's the benefit of that.
Didn't know that when you married somebody, they couldn't just come over if you're a United States citizen. About that made them a citizen.
They have to go through a process.
I have to go through a process.
It's a process,
I didn't know it.
And it's a long process.
You have to convince
these people that you're really real, because it's a lot of scams.
Yeah.
It's a lot of United States. Right. It's a lot going on.
It's always the criminals and jackwads that really ruin it for the regular people.
They
want
to mess it up for everybody else.
They do, for the real people. They screw it up. They screw
like
it up.
Said,
yeah, they do. They do. So somebody just really want to be happy and...
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah,
a lot of them, he's right. There's a whole bunch of fraudulent
marriages. Yeah, someone
want to
come over for the green card, take advantage, but...
Yep. Crap, and they do it
my relationship is real. I mean, we do have our moments, that there are times I do want to give up. That's just normal relationship.
Well,
you know,
what I perceive for you is that you really should make another trip over there. Is he surrounded by his family?
Yes.
There is a female in the works here. Could be a mother, could be a sister, grandmother, but I feel it's a family member that is...
trying to sabotage? Is she a saboteur? You got a saboteur that wants to saboteur your relationship.
She does not want him to
his
come
family.
To the States. She wants him to stay there. Yeah.
Somebody in that family network.
She's very possessive. She, so often that's like a mother, could be a grandmother. Uh-huh. They do not want him.
Grandmother.
They're not
Well, ain't no grandma.
I don't think she's,
No, she's influencing from
still
beyond.
Living.
Well, I don't think she approves. I don't know what she might have said to you, but in her heart, she did not approve of this, and she's trying to keep it there so that you will get so frustrated that you will get an annulment or a divorce, whatever needs to happen. But she wants you to come live there.
Saboteur.
Not out of the clutches of his family. What country are we talking about?
Well, this is Africa.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You would think they would be happy because he can come here.
I have never seen no signs. It could be his ex-wife.
Do they have kids?
There's children?
No, he doesn't have any children by his wife.
But that's a good thing. No. That really could have been a problem. Yeah, that's a good thing.
No, they don't have any children.
This is someone that has influence over him. And she is doing everything she can to try to, keep the two of you at a distance. The other thing is he, now, in his heart, okay, we're talking about your husband. In his heart,
yes.
He feels like if you were to have his child, he would feel more secure about you. And that's something he isn't talking about. But he'd love to have, I guess, you bear a son.
Having my baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do that because I'm too old for that.
Well, too old for that, yeah. But you know, these countries, often people will get a surrogate to bear.
Oh,
this was on
true.
One of them. Yeah. And they'll have almost like two wives.
And you can fly them around on your private jet because that surrogate shit costs a lot of money.
Oh, no, these people do it for nothing. They do it in exchange for support. Yeah.
And the hospital
bill,
which no insurance company is going to cover. So you're kicking that out of your pocket.
But if we're talking about West Africa, they may do home births there with a midwife.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get his ass over to the United States.
Yes.
Not to have a kid over there.
For you
that's right.
To save money and go see him to find out.
It's going to be a lot because I, like I said, I'm in the process of my job and my career has changed. A lot of things is going on, so I don't know how that's going to happen. So we'll just
might
have
to
stow
away on a freighter.
You do have some hardship ahead. I wish that I could be more positive for you, but
that's okay.
This could actually be what makes your relationship stronger. Do you do a lot of, like, video calling and texting?
Yeah, we do. Like I said, we have our moments where I do want to give up. I just want to, like, it's not worth it no more because I'd be frustrated with him on certain things. But,
sounds like a real marriage to me.
It's a big culture. In there.
Yeah,
there's
different cultures. Yeah, and you're right. And
we have a reputation that we're all rich over here.
I mean, if he's not the one, I want the right husband. That's all I want. I just want the right man. You know, that's all I want.
Well,
I'm accepted. It's whatever happens, it happens. It's God's will. That's
how
I believe.
Has he tried to get you to move there?
Oh, no, he don't want me to live there. I don't want to live there. Mm-mm.
No, there's a lot of
never.
Poverty. Yeah.
It's sad. The country, the part I was, it was very sad. I just couldn't, you know.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
if
are choosing.
If he's not the one, do you see another one? You see another husband?
yeah. Actually, I do.
Really?
All right. Right at this moment, right as we stand in this very moment. Okay, Tim, thank you for that.
Megan, thank you very much.
Well, yes.
I like
that
song.
I do, too.
The Weather Girls.
And the men who dance in it. Whoa.
I never saw the original video.
Well,
was there one? I mean, that was a pretty old song. Did they have a video for the original one?
Oh, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
And it's very, very good.
It's like 80, isn't it?
Those are the Weather Girls.
I just
80.
Said that.
Look.
Thank you for
confirmation. Well, here's the deal. You have chosen this path, but you don't have to live it forever because there's a lot of hardship ahead.
Yeah.
And it may have been a little ill-advised to get married at the time that you did. And if you get fed up, remember, you don't have to live in misery. So,
well, she's said she's gone through some moments of contemplation. Yes.
So there's
I
see three potentials for you. And he's over here.
See, I thought I played that. Three potentials.
Yeah.
It is raining men.
You've got three contenders here.
I could have been a contender.
This year? This has happened this year or this in the late future?
You probably won't notice.
Well, the year is very young, so there's still a year left. So,
there
is
a lot of
year left. It's only February.
Okay.
Yeah. And you probably don't even realize your own beauty, your own worth. I mean, you've got a lot going for yourself, and men take notice of you. I use an example, and I'll just say it very quickly. Let's say you were here in Virginia Beach with us, and I said, hon, would you go across the street, get me a cup of coffee at Starbucks? And you come back, and I say, well, I want to know how many people were wearing blue in the Starbucks store? And you say, I don't know. I didn't notice. And I say, well, how about if you go back, get me a latte this time, and come back and tell me about how many blue shirts.
Crap.
And you come back and you say, there were six blue shirts in there. I say to you, see, you aren't noticing that other men have eyes for you. And I'll tell you who they are, okay, right now. So I just want you to know that you are not stuck, okay?
Okay.
If he's not doing everything he can to get to be with you, and if his family's holding him back, you know, a lot of those men really are very devoted to their families.
When they choose the
family doesn't approve of, you're a rich American. You know, you can not sell them daily because you have, that's what their perception is. We're all rich, you know, don't have a trouble in the world.
And oh, right.
So here's what I've got for you. You have one very close to where you live. He's a professional man. Could be, he's a spade. He's a king of spades. So that means that his spadeness, okay, being a spade, these are people that are very analytical. They're very, they make very good judges and lawyers, law doctors. They're very good at making decisions, sometimes even, you know, life and death decisions. And he sees you and he holds you in very high personal esteem. So when you're in your house, look around. Notice people.
Okay.
He's close to you. I wouldn't be surprised he walks a dog right by your window. Okay? You got another one here who's trying desperately to get out of a very bad marriage. He can't anymore. He feels like he is going to lose his mind if he stays with this woman. And she is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
She's a shrew from the word go. So he's another one. He's a little bit younger than you.
Okay.
He's a club. And a club person is like the Aquarius of the Zodiac, where he's very artistic, possibly a painter, musician, artist, that kind of thing, writer. And you're going to make his acquaintance too. And then you got yourself another one. Where is he? Oh, this is the one I think is coming first. This is somebody you're going to meet online. Oh, and he's a heart. He's a jack of hearts. And I'll tell you what, my late husband was the king of hearts. These are men that really love women and they want one of their own. And he would cry going to, like, say, romantic movies. You know, he's just got a heart of gold.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know, if this road you're on gets too rugged for you, you know, you don't have to live your life.
You have other paths that you can take.
Yeah,
exactly.
Seems like it. I agree. Are you in Virginia Beach? That's where my son lives.
Really? Well, you'll have to come on
to Virginia Beach. Offering. I have to come down there soon.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Where are you in Carolina?
I'm close to the Raleigh-Durham area, Greensboro, North Carolina, really.
Very nice area. Yeah, remember.
So I know Norfolk and Thorpe. My son lives in Virginia Beach. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You stay in touch and... it would be really good to meet you. Uh-oh, did I lose a card?
You keep saying that.
I know.
And then you never actually do. All right, well, she's looking for a card. I'm going to give you your angel card before we move on. The subject is gifts from God, from Archangel Sandalphon.
Yes,
I like
we
it.
We angels bring you gifts
yeah.
from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
There it is.
Yes.
Boop. There it
I
is.
I love it. Peace. I love that.
Happiness and love. Open your arms to receive.
Okay.
True that.
I will. Thank you so much.
I'll
call you back one day soon.
Yes. Please call us back. Take care, hon.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you for holding and being so patient.
You know, this happens. This is not just a kind of a fluke. It happens.
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
People will marry. I mean, it's full of romance and excitement and all of that. And then either it's the mileage, you know, the miles. It could be culture. You know, there's a lot.
They gotta get rid of it. They gotta make sure nobody puts till death do us part in the vows. That's bullshit. I'm throwing bullshit flags.
Well, death of what? Death of you or death of the relationship?
You know what they really meant, because that's an old saying.
Well, women were property.
Well, back in the day, nobody really divorced unless they were rich.
And the way you
know?
Act, you sometimes act like you wish they were property.
I don't act like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't act like they were property.
He would have a harem.
That's not property. That's like having a little play. That's a lot of playmates. Like if you're in school, you like to have lots of playmates when you're a little kid. Then you have more fun.
Those women are not free to go do anything. They sit.
Nobody makes anybody sit. Oh, no, I've never done that in my entire life. I'm not one of those jackwads. No.
Oh, well, you can come and go. You get to do what you want because you're a man. The women can't. They just breathe.
Breathe. I've never been involved in anything like that in my entire life, so I don't know what the hell you're talking
Rachel,
about.
Rachel, I believe it. And I wanted to say to you, girl, we're going to have to work together because you are dead on with your insights. You absolutely are. The other one amongst you is Catherine. I've noticed you are very intuitive too. So, and the rest of you, we all have it. I mean, there's what? They say we have 5 senses. Well, I think we have 6 or 7 senses.
I thought the 6th one was ESP.
Is it? I don't know.
Remember that old show, The Sixth Sense, in the 70s? It was like some ESP
show. I never
watched it. It was pretty cool as a kid. You know, I was very young. I think it was early 70s or mid-70s. The Sixth Sense.
Isn't that the same of Bruce Willis?
That was a movie that came out like in the 2000s.
Kept saying I
see. Yeah, that was but I'm saying there was an actual show in the 70s called The Sixth Sense.
Well,
and as a young child, it was like, ooh, to me, you know, maybe now I'd laugh at it. I don't know.
If you're sitting in a palace, I'm coming. We'll sit in the palace together and watch the world go by.
All right. Let's get this show on the road. How about we do that? Let's do it. Folks are so patient here. 646. That fire number is up in New York. 646. Is this Jen? Is this Jen?
Hi, it's Jen. Yes, it's Jen.
All right. Welcome. Jen is not in New York, folks.
Hello, beautiful.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Hi, beautiful. You're beautiful. Thank you.
He's handsome.
And he's handsome. My mom just said you're handsome. Oh, my gosh. I got my mom listening to your show now.
And she thinks Jim is handsome.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. He's handsome. Everybody's just going to have a big orgy, it sounds like. I don't know. What's up with this?
I have to tell the audience here that when we were on the air out in California a few years ago.
On the air?
Yeah.
My God. You're talking, KTLA or whatever it was back then. Yeah.
When Jen would call up, the guy in the control room swoon over her voice,
which is hilarious. The guy in the radio business should automatically know you can't let that voice get you. He's in the business where that voice is usually full of shit 90% of the time. So I'm really surprised.
Yeah.
It really, we've all seen it. We've all listened to radio shows or heard music.
Yeah.
And then we see the person, we're like, damn, that's not what I thought.
I ran around with a bunch of radio people. And they are very dweeby. The women are fat. No.
Or they're just all over the place. You just can't predict is the real picture.
Their face makes them sound like gods and goddesses, you know. But he would, Jen, after you call, he'd send messages to me saying, and you get me a date with her? I said, she's not going to come around the world for you. Oh, well.
Aw, that's so sweet. Well, maybe I just missed my Prince Charming right there, you know?
Yeah, really. Yeah, you never know. But you know what? They don't make any money. And you need a man with prospects.
International shout-out to Jeanette in Canada, neighbor to the Great North. International shout-out, Jeanette.
Okay, so and hello to your mother. Jen.
Jeanette went and found the show for me. It's cool.
Oh, wonderful.
My mom, yeah, she's I had her listen to your show one time, Deborah, and you completely nailed it on the head. She was like, yeah, that's exactly me.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, remember, Simmons is available. You do have to pay to get him to travel, but he's available. And what's your daily charge per day?
I'm not even listening. I'm with you.
Like a per diem?
I don't. What am I charging for? What
are
we talking about? Well, you can pay with your panties. All right, that's all you got to do. You don't need
pay
cash. Yeah. All right.
Okay, Jen.
As in around the ankles or off. Throw them up on a ceiling fan so they can spin around.
Oh my God. Yeah, my mom's leaving. She's totally just flew. All right. Well,
yes, we get very dirty. We get very dirty.
Yeah. What can we do for you,
huh? Well, thanks. It's kind of difficult to choose one, but why don't we take a peek at Mr. H, since we haven't looked at that for a while. Yeah. Would you mind?
Now, wasn't he getting close to meeting with you?
I felt I was getting closer, yeah.
Didn't he have twins with one of his concubines or wives?
He did, yeah. I don't think it's the woman that he's married to. That's not their kids. It's a different woman. I don't know if they adopted or if it's like a love situation. I don't know. I don't know all the truth. But
doesn't he have a harem and you got invited to be part of it? But
oh, my God,
declined.
No, Deborah, if he did, tell me. I that's news to me. No.
I don't think you could share him. I think you want him all to yourself, you know.
No. Well, I would never jump into a harem, even if I had a chance. But, no, that didn't happen. But, yeah.
He is very handsome. You did show me pictures. I think he's the most handsome man from that part of the world that I've ever seen.
You got to take that with a grain of salt.
Oh, those men when they're wearing those white, what do they call them? White, you know, they're...
That's a fucking robe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, robes. Oh, I do think it's very handsome.
I think they look nice, yeah.
It does. Must be a bitch, though, to keep them clean, you know.
Well, not when they're rich. But, yeah, if you were like... I would say if you were somebody that was running around a laborer or something like that, it probably wasn't really white. It was probably very beige with dirt.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, but I don't want you to think that I'm making this up just for show play, okay? This is real, what I've got here. He would absolutely love to meet you out somewhere. There's alcohol around it. And I know they're kind of funny about alcohol there, but I think he's a drinker. I do. And he would love to talk business, but he's going to bed you that night. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My mom just goes, there's your business.
Well, and they're probably very good at getting what they want. Put a couple of cocktails into you, and next thing you know, you're going upstairs.
Well, if she doesn't, unless she doesn't want to.
Oh, she. I don't know that she could. What?
I don't know that I could say no. I mean.
I know. That's right. And
no,
we'd probably slap you hard if you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I don't think first time is a good way to go. I think it's better to play a little hard to get. You know what I mean? Like if I can, that would be great because
Yeah. You know, a good line is, I'm not going to start what I won't finish. So tonight is not the night. It's not like you're saying, hell no, get your hands off me. You
right.
know, and very unhappy in his marriage. Very unhappy.
He's married.
That doesn't mean anything. What do you mean? Unhappy.
Oh, I'm unhappy. Well, then, okay, then fuck away with anybody you want, then. There's nothing wrong with hurting your other partner.
Can't they have more than
one
wife?
Well, actually, it was an arranged marriage, so it wasn't like he got to choose his wife, unfortunately, yeah.
No, and I remember I've seen her
He chose it. He could have said, fuck, I'm not doing that arranged marriage,
but
he did choose it.
I saw her picture. The poor thing looks like she walks in the room barking. Yeah, not very attractive. No.
She walks barking.
Barking, yeah. She's a like an Afghan dog. I mean, dog, fairy dog.
I'm laughing because oh my God.
So, yeah, he would be, if he could get a good look at you, he would be most interested to work with you. But I think you're talking work and pleasure mixing together.
Yeah, how often does that work out?
I don't know.
I think if you looked at the stats on that, it usually doesn't work out.
But she could get everything she needs for her project.
Oh, and that's not the P word?
What's the P word?
Prostitution.
Life is prostitution. Come on.
I'm just saying, if you're banging for money, that's, you know, hey.
We are all prostitutes. Think about it.
Well, wait a second. Let's not get all philosophical here. What do you mean we're all prostitutes?
We are prostitutes.
No, I'm talking sexual.
Well, here's
no, you, yeah.
Here's the thing about me. I'm just going to say
I'm not banging
really
at work.
Clear.
Nobody
hold
is
on.
Sticking
hold
me
on.
My
let
behind
me tell
for
you.
My paycheck.
Let me, all right. It wouldn't be for money because, trust me, my heart's already sort of, I've sort of had a thing for him for a while. Do you know that? But it's difficult because you don't know how the people are. And, yeah.
But I got to tell you, also in your reading, I see another man that would really like to marry you. And I could see that. I don't know that I could see him as a stepping stone. But I don't know if it's easy to get out of marriages in the Middle East.
I don't know. We don't know. We know nothing. We're dumb. Jen knows more than we do.
Well, I definitely won't marry him. I tell you that.
Okay. Then you don't have to worry about undoing that then, right?
He's going to promise you every kind of riches and extravagance, but the key is going to be marriage.
Well, and promises are, what are they worth?
Yeah, and those people have a very severe kind of justice there, you know.
A criminal justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also they will torture you and things, you know.
It's Dubai, first of all, now. Let's relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I should not engage, right, Deborah, with the other one? Just let it be. And.
Yes, and I think you know who he is. And, you know, the other one.
I've met him.
And I think you know who he is. I don't think he's even in your age group, hon. I think he's older.
Is it that Shabbat guy that we were talking about last time?
And what's up? What's his story?
He's Pakistani, and he's an investor on a large investment firm.
Isn't that the guy, though, that I said would be very up and up with you in business?
Yeah.
I mean, in investment. Yeah, that one I don't think you should bring in. Oh, okay. All right.
The good one for investment is Alexander, but he lives in he lives in France and he's Serbian, but he might come over to Dubai to look into some property and stuff there. I'm not sure, but
France, we are from France.
I'm Serbian too. How old is he?
Are you?
Is he real young?
He's young. Probably. Yeah, he's younger than me by a couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't go for the
he's a good guy. He's a father. He's responsible. You know, why not, Deborah? Why not?
Well,
everything
anyway.
Is. Yeah.
Well, I think though that once you get back over there, which is your stomping grounds anyway, I think that it's going to be like a whole new layout for you, because I think a lot of things are going to come to fruition for you. You've worked hard at this project for years now. I mean, I've known you for years through the show.
Yep.
It has been a long time.
It's been many moons.
It has.
It's difficult. And that's why, you know, it gives me encouragement not to stop, because there's times when I'm just wondering, it's like, is it all worth it? You know what I mean? But I can see the end goal.
Yes. On a spiritual level, I have to tell you that those who have a goal, or they've got a like a calling, it's not always going to come easy. The higher power wants to see you struggle, wants to see how badly do you want this. And the reason is because there's huge abundance that will flow after that. So that's why, you know, you look at these celebrities, they didn't get it easy. George Clooney was couch surfing before he got on Roseanne. John Mayer, the singer and songwriter, lived out of his car while he played in like pubs and bars.
Cars can be very comfortable, actually.
Well, if you have nowhere else to live,
Especially, remember, the cars in our day were huge.
Oh, yeah, they were.
In our car, you know, back in the cars in the 60s,
big.
Those things were big. I mean, I could stretch out. I remember the back seat of my, a 68 Dodge Polaro. I could stretch out on that thing.
So you're in.
You are in
this, Jen, up to your neck now. And if you go to bail on it, you fail yourself. And I don't think you'll ever get over that regret. So.
Eva.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
All righty. Let's do this. Here is her angel card. The subject is relationship harmony.
Oh, here we go.
And this is from Archangel Raguel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are now being resolved. So whatever she's going to get some relationship harmony. And it sounded like it's plural, arguments, plural, so it could be lots of different things.
I really think that you, having come back home to the States, and you're going to go back, didn't you say, in about a week?
Yeah, I'm going to Costa Rica first for a mini break, and then I'm going to head back.
All right. Well, that's a great place to meet men, too. I watched my Sinfully Delicious Fiancé and Single Life and, you know, all those reality shows, because I'm learning what's going on with the current young people today. And they get
nice. I mean, believe it or not, I don't get out as much as I'd like to. It's difficult, you know, to meet people, you know, good people. It's easy to meet the others. But
you bet. You're right. And that's why if you meet anybody, you got to come running back to the show and we'll take a look at your cards to see if they're worth the time and trouble, you know, what their agenda is. Yeah. So, Jen, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad we were able to talk to you.
Yes, you held for a long time. You were very patient.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. And my mom just said she enjoyed listening to your show, too. So.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, tell her thank you. We appreciate that.
She has to pardon our dirtiness. That's the voodoo that we do.
I'm trying to get it.
I heard it. Oh, I heard her. I heard it very clearly. I did hear that. Well, that's cool. I figured she was not some kind of a lifelong nun or anything. So that's cool. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We hope you all call again. Yes.
Call us before you go.
So
and everybody's
much.
Welcome to. And everybody who calls in is welcome to have somebody sit with them if they want. Yeah, there's no rules against that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Thank you, you guys. Lots of love. Thanks a lot.
Good to be up. Have a good night.
Take care, honey. We love you.
Yes, and folks that are aware that when we are done with callers on Blog Talk that call in, we just put them back on mute because a lot of folks like to continue to listen. Some don't. It depends. Some, you know, people got shit to do, so they go. Some people want to continue to listen. It is what it is. That is your decision. When we first started, I was hanging up on people. I thought that was the protocol. Then somebody actually said, you know, could I continue to listen? I was like, oh, you know, I could do that. Yeah, I could just put you. That was like the second or third show. Somebody asked, could I continue to listen? Because I was hanging up on them. I was inexperienced. I did not know better. So, all right, you ready, Deb? You're ready to puke or die or something.
No, but I don't know. I think it just, yeah.
As long as you don't puke or die.
You know,
well, I mean, you could puke and die, I suppose, but yeah.
Terry Sue told me to drink, what kind of tea did she say, peppermint?
I think it was tea with scotch. I don't know if that would be
that
any
would
good.
That would be him.
Yeah, and I don't know that that would be good. Yeah. Just drink scotch, screw the tea. You know, I don't do the scotch and the rock, scotch and soda, scotch and water. I just want scotch. Just give me scotch. And what do I want in my scotch? Just the scotch.
And then he's talking to God.
No, I don't get like that. That shit's way too expensive. You don't just take a big bottle of very expensive scotch and drink it in one sitting. Damn, you better be rich. You have a little bit, and then you go drink some other cheap booze. But, yeah, you just enjoy the expensive
right.
stuff. Yeah.
And one night, my son and I had to put him to bed on the kitchen floor where he landed with a pillow and a blankie. Yeah, we had to leave him there.
Well, that was your call. I don't need a pillow and a
you
blanket.
You were out cold.
But I don't need a pillow and a blanket. That was your call. I'd be perfectly happy with nothing, so, you know. All right.
Right. Okay.
Let's pick this up right now. We got to keep on, keep on. And we're going to area code 931, which is in Tennessee, I think. 931.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Charity.
Oh, hi, Charity. Glad to have you with us. I saw you in Facebook Live.
There. Ah, gotcha. Roger that.
Yeah. So what's on your mind this evening?
She who is very patient.
Yes.
I was wondering if you can tell me, is there anything that you can tell me about?
Oh, sure.
What?
About what?
Anything that pops up. If I'm ever going to find a man for one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. You narrowed it down.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, you know, narrow it down to a field or two, and she'll look at it, and then she'll always will tell you other stuff if she sees it. That has
hearts
nothing to do with
really
it.
Really good when it comes to matters of the heart.
Listen to your
because
heart.
Because of the emotion, the vibe of that emotion. Yeah, and I have predicted a number of weddings. You know. And I've even conducted a few because I'm sanctioned in Virginia to be a wedding officiant. So let's take a look for you, Charity. Yeah, I'm doing your cards right now.
All right. Matters of the heart. Okay. And then anything else, you know. And that goes with anybody out there that asks for a reading. Deb's going to tell you if she sees other things that have nothing to do with your question. If you
if
need,
they're critical or
well, or just if they're good or bad, just whatever. If it's something that you would like to know, she's going to tell you. But that's good to focus on a subject like Destiny did. So that's good. So, yes, matters of the heart, love. Is it in the air or is it not?
You know, your cards indicate, Charity, that you've had some trouble in the past finding good partners for yourself. And what you don't want to go for the low-hanging fruit. Those are the apples that have the worms in them.
Well, especially the ones, if it's on the ground, you know.
Yeah, forget about it.
Only desperate folks pick up fruit that's hit the ground already. That's desperation. And some people do. But go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I feel that you've reached a point in your life where you are ready for a true life mate. You don't want a player or liar or, you know, any of those. They might be fun for a weekend, but you know, the realistically, you want a good mate. And I feel that you've been changed a lot of the time. And your time is coming. If you're patient sitting on the show for over an hour, just be patient in your life. The right one will come. And you'll see him just show up in front of you. It's as soon as you reach a place where you can say, like to the higher power, which is something I've done, is you just say, if this is the life that I'm meant to lead, you know, being alone, I will make the best of it. But then it's like, boom, there it comes. And I was working three jobs from home, so it wasn't like I was out, you know, running around in my mini skirt during those times. I would joke, well, he's going to have to knock on the inside of my computer monitor. And damn if he didn't. He didn't. I mean, so for you, I just think it's going to be a moment of serendipity that you're not going to believe. And in fact, I think in the instant of meeting, it could be this is somebody that might, okay, let's see what I'm picking up here. This is somebody that might back into your car. This could be somebody who's going to back into you, like in a store, and make you drop everything that you, it's like a movie. Everything that you were going to buy is now fallen on the floor, and you're like, thanks a lot there, clumsy. But realistically, underneath all of that is a really great guy. You won't be looking your best. You won't, you know, your hair won't be done. You might even have been painting. You know, you'll show up and maybe run a quick errand, and there he's going to be. But love happens like that. You know, the right one.
I like that uniform.
I'm sorry.
That sounds good to me.
Well, so what you need to do is just manifest it. And manifesting works. I'm living my manifesting from years ago. Everybody laughed at me back then. Oh, right, you're going to move to a place where there are flowers blooming all the time. Well, yeah, damn straight. And it happened. I had my own office, all of that. It is coming for you, and I actually believe that you will take a walk down the aisle when the time is right. And don't let anybody from the past come back, you know, because I don't think from what I see here, I'm not seeing a real potential for you in terms of happiness with any one of them. So that man is on his way to you, Charity.
Thank God.
All right, Jim.
All right, we must do this.
Yes.
All right, your angel card subject is healthy lifestyle, and it's from Archangel Raphael. Eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health. And it's from an archangel, so I think it's not just physical. It's probably mental, spiritual type health.
Sure.
It's going to help you in all other parts that health, the word that health encompasses.
Like, get ready. Be prepared.
Yes.
Expect it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, great to hear from you, Gary.
Yes, you were also another patient person. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, call us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So
thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Have a great weekend. All right. Do it. Do it.
All right. We're going to area code 775.
And we know.
And Wendy has lots of patience. She's been holding forever.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I hope you're still here.
Hi. Thank you both so much.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, you've been very patient, so the floor is yours.
Well, yesterday was a huge day in my life. I actually signed my name on documents to purchase a beautiful home.
Yay!
Cool. And where did you choose?
Yeah.
Well, off the air, I would tell you, but it's about 5 miles away from where I'm currently living, And it's in a gated community, and it's very, very classy, and the house is very expensive, and I really think that my success in the seller choosing me was the strategy of the mortgage man and my realtor.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't.
I do.
I was. My question was it one of the properties, what I meant to ask, was it one of the properties you had asked about before when you were on the show, or is this a different one?
No, it's something totally different that I
saw
online about a week ago.
Awesome. That's awesome then.
Yes, that's terrific.
International
so
shout out to Kiva in
pray.
South Africa.
Yes.
I hope that this residence brings happiness, health, and peace. And I have not told my sister and nephew yet, but we are going to, I hope that the apartment manager here allows me to break my lease. I'm not going to tell him why I'm breaking my lease. It'll be something totally different, if you know what I'm saying. But
certainly.
And I hope that my sister Leslie and my nephew Brandon, I hope that they enjoy the house as well. We should be moving during the month of March and then be living there before April. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yes. I love when they're fast.
Yeah, that's good timing.
Is the owner still in the house or is it vacant?
No. The owner is not in the house. And it has a beautiful LG fridge with water and ice, and it has it's first class. It has a beautiful backyard. It has a beautiful ruby red front door, which I really love. That appeals to the artist in me. But I hope
that's
it brings
true.
Much happiness, and I hope that my sister is very happy when I tell her. Her name is Leslie.
Oh, I can't imagine she wouldn't be. And you know, the red door is like Eve Arden. You know, the red door, Eve Arden.
Yes.
I think it was Eve.
Yes, Elizabeth Arden.
Elizabeth, that's it. Yeah.
So by divine design, I think it was meant to be. I really do. And my realtor's name is Laura. Will she and I become friends, or is she just too busy? I mean, even just a phone friend on the cell phone would be fine. Will she become friends with me, or is it she's really nice, but maybe she'll be too busy selling real estate.
Was this your realtor?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I got you. So, that is a good question.
So you click.
Right.
The two of you.
We share a sense of humor, and one day she did a video, and her husband was there showing me a different house, and he's very nice. And but we're supposed to meet at the bank on Wednesday, but I'm thinking maybe we'll do it on Monday so that the house will be officially mine a few days earlier. So do you see that her and I becoming friends, even just telephone friends?
Well, that's exactly what I'm looking at for you. And, you know, I don't take any credit for this, but I do remember saying last week, you'll know the minute you walk in to the home that is designed for you, that is meant for you.
Well, I meant to be saying that, but this was really on video that she shared with me. And
yeah, they got a lot of virtual tours nowadays you can take. Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you get to do a walkthrough in person?
Well, I mean, I'm sure I could, but it feels right to me, and I think I got a really good deal. And everybody's saying that the mortgage rates are going to drop, and then there's going to be the prices of houses are going to raise, and I believe that to be true. So when that's happening, I'll already be in my home, and the value of the home is going to really go sky high.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a minute. I don't. Yes,
so,
I really think would love to have you as a friend. She feels as drawn to you. She may have a very nice husband, but I don't think she has a very happy marriage. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But
she is a Christian, and so am I.
Well, how great is that?
It's good that she's not a Satan worshiper as a realtor, but I suppose they're out there.
He's being
funny. I'm a Christian, so I would only do business with Christians. But my concern, Deborah, is I did things differently this time. I shared another house I was looking at with my sister, and she wanted the office in the house.
And you
and
wanted
this time
it
I did
for
it different.
Your heart, for your
this
painting.
Time, she doesn't know yet. So there is a third bedroom, and I think I'd be happy just doing art in my bedroom because it's quite large and it's got a real nice window. So I think what I'll do is she's going to ask me that she really wants that room for her office, and I'm just going to say we can share it. I'll put some of my things in there, but I hope that she's going to get her own beautiful room and her own beautiful bathroom, for goodness sakes, in a gorgeous house. So
yes, and Wendy, remember, you're the one bankrolling this. So ultimately, the decision is yours.
Yes, it is your decision.
Yeah, you got to remember that.
You can do your best to make her happy, but she needs to be happy with what you offer.
I could say, well, if you want to pay $4,000 a month mortgage, then you can have that room.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You absolutely could throw that out there, and you would not be wrong to do so.
But I think from what I hear, she's going to be agreeable, too. I don't think she really believed you would ever pull the trigger on this, telling me in your reading.
Oh, really? She doesn't think I'd have the courage to actually buy a house?
Well, that you would never find one that you really were in love with. You know, and it is a big decision, but you got to also make it very impulsively when you find the place because that house could
this was not impulsive, and this house would be gone by now if we hadn't acted fast. And I paid way over the asking price, but we know that when the house is assessed, it won't be as much as my offer, and my mortgage man is on the radio. He's very intelligent. And my realtor I think she generally does want me to be happy. So I think, so my sister Leslie didn't think I'd have the courage to do it?
Well, she may not ever admit to that. But yes, she really thought that you were kind of daydreaming and wouldn't find a place to make you happy. And now
what finally sold it for me, Deborah, is it is a good investment. It's going to, and I said, well, if I sell it, and they said, well, you better not sell it before a year because there'll be capital gain. But I didn't buy it. I really have my realtor, Laura, talks about getting feelings in houses. She picks up the energy. And I like that because that was very intuitive. Yeah. And this house has an electric stove, which I like. I think they're safer. There is a gas fireplace in the living room, and I really don't like that. I'd rather have wood burning, and I was worried about safety. But Laura said there's a key that turns on the gas to create the fire. And when you're done, you turn the key the other way and take out the key. So I do, my beloved nephew is autistic, bless him, and we love him dearly. So hopefully, as long as we're very careful with that key, everybody should be safe, including my nephew, correct?
Oh, yes, Wendy, and I see nothing about hazards or anything like that. No, it's probably safer than a wood-burning fireplace, which you have to get maintained.
It is a lot safer than a wood-burning fireplace. A wood-burning fireplace
is it really?
Is
I need to know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wood-burning fireplaces, the chimney gets full of creosote, so you could have a chimney fire if you don't get it cleaned regularly.
Uh-huh.
Some people are not careful with the wood in the fireplace, and they put things too close to it, and pop, snap, snap, and an ember comes out and starts a fire if they're not watching. They are safer. And the only downfall I've heard from a lot of people that have had gas fireplaces is if you use it a lot, you might not be happy with your gas bill.
Right.
If you just use them occasionally, you're not going to care. But if you use it on a regular basis, let it run for hours and hours on many, many, many days. I've heard the gas bill can make you cry.
True.
That's all I've heard. That's only negative. Everybody's had them. Everybody has them.
So
love them.
What happens
to me? It's free.
Yeah. It'll raise your gas bill.
Yeah, I guess they use a lot of gas.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
You do it every day in the winter, you know, one of those things. But they are pretty maintenance free.
So it raises the gas bill. But do you both of you believe that, God forbid, there will never be any house fires, and all three of us will be safe.
But not from that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I see nothing about that sort of thing.
And I'm going to buy one of those. You can plug it in, and I think an alarm would go off if there's gas in the air or something. But I'm very much into safety. And
You'll have to inquire. It may the smoke detectors that are installed may also already be the CO2 detectors. And then plus gas itself has a distinct smell anyway, so you would smell a gas.
And they come running.
Yeah.
I have
You call the gas company, and they're going to be there before you hang up practically if you did have a leak. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they come in an instant.
Yeah, but you have this.
God forbid that ever happens. But,
it won't. It won't, but it's good to be safe. We got to go. We got to wrap.
Do you see that this is going to be...
Yes, you're home forever.
I think this is going to be an excellent investment, and I don't think I'm going to buy another house. I think this is it. It's my first and only house, and I hope that all three of us are comfortable and happy and healthy and at peace.
Yes, I believe that will be so. And do invite the realtor woman over for, say, lunch or something. And once you're settled in there, she would love that.
Well, I told her the other day that we're going to have to go meet at Starbucks after all this is over. And she seems agreeable, but she was a good realtor for me because she talked about that this was meant to be and
Wendy, we are so happy for you. We do have to leave you though because that's right on.
Blog Talk's about to shut us down and run to the 2-minute mark, but I have an angel card for you real quick.
Yes.
Subject is divine order from Archangel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So Archangel Raphael's on everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen right now.
Wonderful.
Right. Congratulations.
Well,
congratulations.
It's always wonderful to speak to you both.
Blessings to you, Wendy, and your new
home. Awesome. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
And we're glad that you inked
Thank
it, got
you.
It done.
And I'm a Christian. My mortgage man is a Christian, and I'm a Christian, and so are my sister and nephew. So this is God's will.
All right. Awesome.
Bye-bye, hon.
We're under a minute mark, so we got to wrap it up for our blog talks.
All right.
And you know what? She's the last person in the queue, so we didn't leave anybody in the Blog Talk world unsaid.
Facebookers, we'll be right with you.
We shall be with you momentarily. Pick a song. Pick a song, any song.
Anyone.
Song. My turn?
Yeah.
Jack it up.
Good night,
sweetheart. Well, it's
time to go.
Might have.
All right, everybody. News for the Soul at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific.
Nope, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.